Tickets Tidbit.
Tidbit, a small and particularly interesting item of gossip or information.
Well, thank you, Shruti, for this little gem of a story today. A new survey has revealed the sneaky behavior travelers are getting up to in order to avoid baggage fees. So a poll by a poll by travel firm eDream says the most common trick people are doing is wearing extra layers of clothing.
I can't believe that people are bothered enough to do this. Take less.
No, but you know, sometimes when I go from here to some colder country, I have to take a lot more layers because I don't know if I'm going to be cold, if I'm going to be warm.
You've still got enough room in your suitcase. Come on. You don't need 10 pairs of boots.
Well, Shruti's nearly one in every five of the people who say 17% say that they do this. They wear extra layers to save money.
The hassle of getting through the airport. You know what it's like? The minute you get in there, it's hot. You got to go through where you put all your bags through security. You got to take it all off to get through that bit. It's a lot of hassle.
It's okay, though. It's better than paying for it.
I put the biggest coat on. You know, the one that takes up the most space in the bag, that one I wear. Or the heaviest boots, or the whatever.
Do you think they have people in the airport that are specially trained for fainters? You know, the people who put all of their clothes on and they get in and they're just roasting, standing in queues and suddenly fall over. Got another fainter on line number 39. So we'll get there.
You're wearing so many layers, you just bounce back up again.
I'm Thailand on a duvet. Because I saw this the other day. I saw a coat that had 18 pockets in it and they're trying to get it passed and get funds for it. And I thought, ridiculous.
This is great for the pockets because apparently 12% of people polled in this survey say they carry heavy items in their pockets.
Does no one else get backache from doing that?
But again, it's better than paying for it.
Is it?
Yes.
They also, I've done this. I'm one of these people. Hiding one bag inside the other. Because on the way there, you know, you don't have much. But if you're going to be shopping on the other side, you need that other bag. So you're like, I'm going to put it inside there. Yeah, that's going to do it. Also, apparently people, they carry heavy items in the pockets. We mentioned that one. And the big thing, though, is just that putting on extra layers. But why are they doing that? Because the low-cost airlines charge you about 281 dirhams just to check one bag. So
yeah, it's a lot.
That's a lot. You have to take something with you, right? So you're thinking, I've got this really cheap fare, but you're going to take some clothes to wear there, and that's going to cost you more and more and more. So people are starting to do these things, and more admitting that they're doing these sneaky layers and heavy things.
I bet they only do it a few times, and then they get sick of it, and they go, do you know what? Pack less. We're going to pack less for this trip, and we're just going to take a little backpack. It'll have everything we need in. We'll go to a laundrette. We'll wash some stuff on the trip. We won't try and cram everything.
Not happening.
Not if you're going to like the North Pole or something. You need some warm stuff. That's the worst. If you're going on a winter holiday, what are you going
to
do?
If you can afford to go to the North Pole, you can afford the 280 dirhams for the extra bag.
This is true.
Let us know if you're doing that. If you do wear millions of extra layers. I think maybe when I was a kid, when I was like my 20s, I'd possibly try and do this, but not anymore. No. I want to be the most comfortable person going through that airport. And that goes for temperature as well. I don't want to be too hot. But yeah, be interesting to hear from me this afternoon.
Well, this story is for all us who have admitted, Shruti, Michelle included. Yes, we're one of them.
The layer uppers. Right, this afternoon we're going to be giving you another listen on one of our favourite ticket talkbacks. All about school trips this afternoon. We've all been on them ourselves. A lot of us are now paying for the next generation of school trips.
Ticket Talkback.
Dial 04-423-1010 or text 4001.
The nostalgia that it's kind of brought back for me. Remembering school trips from when I was a kid. It was always at Knowsley Safari Park for me, or the Manchester Ship Canal. It was either one of the two. It never altered. It was always one of those two places.
Safari Park would be better, wouldn't it, between the two?
Yeah, it was. But, you know, you felt like you're on a cruise as well when you were sailing up and down the Manchester Ship Canal, because they were quite big boats that you were on. So, you know, the whole class was on there. So
I take it back. That sounds quite interesting. Yeah, I thought you would have to walk along by the canal.
No. We're actually on a boat on the canal, sailing up and down the Manchester Ship Canal and learning all about the history of the canal and things that it used to bring, coal and, other stuff. So that was quite interesting, actually. Yeah.
Mine were, I remember going to a power station on the bus, a local power station, and they had almost like a educational centre in there for kids. You could play games when you were in there. And then the other one was Hadrian's Wall, which isn't actually a wall anymore. It's just bits of a wall.
Pile of stones.
Yeah, and it takes ages to get there, like an hour on the bus. Yeah. And as a kid, you're just not impressed whatsoever.
I just remember going to a bread factory and the smell of yeast.
Bread factory, nice.
Yeah. I remember it to this day, just wandering around, figuring out how they make bread, the assembly lines, all of that, learning about the business. But yeah, all of us, we must have been maybe 9 years old, came out of it, and pretty much the only thing I can remember is the smell of yeast.
Is it a good smell or a bad smell?
It's a weird smell. I'm not too sure about it.
I can actually remember going to a farm once and they had some pellets for the animals that they ate, and I remember trying some and it was disgusting. Mm.
And then I remember that they started introducing trips abroad, skiing holidays, skiing trips for pupils.
Yeah, when you got a bit older.
That was only for the rich kids, you know.
Yeah, I went on one of those actually.
Did you?
But not until year 30. No, it was kind of last year of middle school, so it was probably about 12. Right. When I went on that trip.
Right.
But yeah, that was when you got a little bit older, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Somebody's texting saying, what about a trip to Boundary Park? Come on, Oldham. That was our local football ground where Oldham Athletic played.
Hey, yeah. Let us know actually today if you remember where you went on your school trips. We're talking about kind of 10, 11 years old or under that, the local school trips, not the ones abroad today. We're talking about if your parents ever said they didn't want you to go on a school trip. Do you remember if your parents ever said, look, this isn't right, you're not going on that one?
I think it would only been financial. Definitely the trips to Austria and the skiing trips, they couldn't really afford to send me. So that was the only time. But certainly all the trips around the UK, I went on them all.
What about you, Zara? Did your parents ever feel funny about you going on a local school trip?
No, never.
Not that you can remember?
I definitely said no to a few international ones because of price, like Mark. But the local ones, no. I can't remember them being annoyed or saying no to anything.
I mean, where did you get to? Because you grew up here, didn't you, Zara? So was it, you know, around
Dubai
the Emirates?
Dubai Museum. Yeah, okay. Definitely Dubai Museum. That was a big one and we loved it. I probably went on 3 or 4 trips to Dubai Museum. I think we made one trip over to Fujairah once to
that
kind of study.
That would be an amazing
school trip. Yeah, which I loved. I think there was one trip, I must have been about 7 years old, and we went to Al Ain and we passed by the camel market. And I remember crying because our teacher had pointed to a couple of baby camels and said, I don't think they're going to make it because they weren't very well. And just crying the entire bus ride home.
Oh, no.
Never say that to kids. Never.
I must have been about 7.
No. Yeah. I thought you'd have all jumped out and, you know, maybe administered first aid onto the camels. Yeah.
It's good that you mentioned animals, though, because we're going to be talking about that today. What if, let's imagine you have kids, Zara. Let's go into the future. Mark, let's go into the past when your kids were younger. Mm-hmm. And what if they came home from school and said, we're going on a school trip and we are going to a zoo?
I think I'd be okay with it. In fact, it has happened, and I was fine.
I think it would depend on the zoo, because in principle,
how would you know though?
Because I'm assuming the piece of paper would say your child is going on a school trip to XYZ zoo, and then we'd do a little bit of research into it.
You
find
would?
Find out what kind of zoo it was, because let's be honest, and I'm sure a lot of listeners agree with us, there are good zoos and there's bad ones,
of course, world over.
Yeah,
but I'm not sure a lot of parents would actually look into it. I think they'd get a letter saying, we're going on a school trip, we're going to the zoo, pay your money.
Yeah.
And they literally sign it and they're busy and they're doing... I don't think many parents would put a lot of research into it.
I think you would put the trust in the school. You know, you'd expect them to have researched.
Exactly. Yeah. Wouldn't you?
No. Not at all.
Wow. Okay, that's interesting.
Because I think some families just have different ideas, different morals, different ethics to perhaps schools around the world. So, no, I do my research.
And what then happens to the children? Because one Dubai mum, I was scrolling through my Facebook last night and there was a post. You know when something just grabs you and you think, oh, that's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one Dubai mum on there who will remain nameless, who had said that her child had been invited on a school trip and it was to a zoo.
Okay.
And she said, he's not going. And I thought, oh, that's quite interesting. And she said, I've told the school, I'm not happy. We did our TripAdvisor reviews. We looked at the zoo in question and we found that we didn't think it was a good zoo. So we don't want him to visit this zoo.
Okay.
Which as a parent is completely fair enough. I just don't know how many parents would actually bother to look into it. And then I thought to myself, what happens to the kid? So all of his friends are going on this school trip. Does he feel ostracized from the group?
Yeah.
Or does he understand the morals behind the decision? And is that then a great lesson for him? Because as an adult, I think that is a great lesson. Like, looking back, I wouldn't have wanted my parents to let me go somewhere that they thought was not right.
Yeah. I think he probably missed being part of the crowd, part of the bunch, part of the class.
But is that worth teaching him a lesson in life?
Yeah, but he would probably learn that lesson much better if he saw it with his own eyes, in my opinion.
Interesting.
I kind of feel, though, that is it worth it? So say your child goes on the trip and is with his or her friends, has a great time, then comes back, and maybe a couple of years down the line, you're having a conversation about, let's just use zoos as the example, because you mentioned zoos, and you say, oh, you know, it's dreadful how XYZ zoo has done this to the animals. And then the child goes, well, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it. You let me go on that school trip a couple of years ago. Children, like elephants, never forget.
So you think it could backfire?
It could backfire.
Or as Mark thinks, if the child was to go to a zoo and see with his own eyes, if it wasn't a great zoo, see what the people had written on TripAdvisor, then could make his own decisions.
And I think that would be a more lasting impression for him.
All right, love your thoughts on this today. I'm not sure where I stand for once, because I think I agree with you both.
But here's the thing. You would be giving your money and voting with your feet by going into the place in question. So even if the child wasn't a fan of it and came out and just said, oh, it's a dreadful place, never going back, they're going to tell all my friends never to go, you've still given them money.
But isn't one, you know, is it really going to make that much of a difference, one person?
I don't know.
Oh, that argument though, isn't it? Like, I always think it makes a difference with one person.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because you need the one, and then suddenly it's two, and then suddenly it's five, and then suddenly it's 55,000.
Right.
Like, it has to start with one person.
Yeah.
Everything does.
I mean, going back to my school trips, who knows the safari park, we were lucky to actually see any animals, let alone we couldn't even spot them.
Were they sleeping?
I don't know what they were doing, but they certainly weren't coming out to take photographs, that's for sure.
If you'd like to throw your opinion in the hat for this one, you still can. We are in studio. 04423 1010 is our telephone number. The best way to get in touch, though, is to download that free ARN app. It doesn't cost you anything to do it, and the messages come through to exactly the same system as the texts. Yeah, welcome back to the show, The Ticket. We are taking you places, and this afternoon we're giving you another listen to one of our favourite ticket talkbacks. It's the one on school trips. That is the topic of discussion this afternoon. Lots of text messages coming in.
Yeah, no name on this one. Lady says, I think it's a lady, I would never let my kids go to any zoo. There's no such thing as a good zoo. I only support nature reserves that house only indigenous animals, and that goes for sea parks too.
Now that's interesting. What makes you think that is a lady sending in that text message,
Mom,
Michelle?
Mum making the decision for the kids. Sorry, I just thought it was mum. It could be dad. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm thinking it's mum. Mum's in charge of the school trips, often saying, oh, my kids aren't going to go. But I could be wrong.
Yeah, we were chatting about a mum who is not going to let her little one go on a trip to the zoo. Other texts coming in. That goes for sea parks as well. I would never let my kids go to the zoo. Growing up here, oh, this is good. We asked you if you'd remember your school trips, and Shazine says, growing up here, Safa Park was a firm favourite for the little classes. So when they were little, they'd all get together and go out on a school trip.
I've heard so many people that have been in Dubai for a very long time saying that their school trips were often to Safa Park. I think back, way back when, there wasn't actually many options. So they loved going to Safa Park. They went many times.
Also, Creekside Park has been featured, Fajera, and so on. Let us know if you remember your school trips.
Ticket Talk Back.
Dial 04423 1010 or text 4001.
I remember both in primary school and in secondary school. In primary school, we went on a huge school trip to Scarborough in Yorkshire for 2 days. Mum gave me £20 spending money for those 2 days. We stayed in a top quality 2-star hotel. But it was the most fun that I ever had as a kid because, you know, when you're 10 years old and you're there with all your mates from school, and you're going to look at rocks on a beach and climbing hills to go and see a castle. You know, it's just it's fun, and I remember it fondly. And then in secondary school, I was fortunate enough to go on some school trips abroad. I went to Spain. I went to Greece as well on a sports trip. And they were lots of fun as well.
Anyway, Rossi, what are your memories of school trips back home?
Flat sandwiches with tuna, mayonnaise, warm on the back of a coach. That's my memories. No, but I think school trips in my day were rubbish. In fact, I remember going to... where have I been? I've been to a zoo. I've been to a field. I went to a field trip as well. That was really interesting. But, yeah, school trips with me were pretty boring.
In South Africa, school trips are part of the fabric of education. They're to go out and experiment for either a weekend or a week away. used to love them, Mark. Love them.
Desert safaris, because I grew up here, so I think I went on like maybe 12 to 14 of them. So, yeah, I pretty much have done them to death.
So school trips, let us know if you went on a school trip and where you went to. When you were little, you know the local school trips. We've got John on the line who's been in Dubai for about 8 years, moved here from Hawaii. Very nice, John. And you'd like to talk about school trips. First of all, do you remember yours? Hello, John. Are you there?
Is John there?
I hear him in the background, but he doesn't seem to be there.
Yeah.
Let's go to our other caller and try and get John back in a moment.
Hello? Okay. There's John.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, John?
Good to hear from you.
John, yeah, you too.
Your first school trip, where was it to?
It was on a ship to spend overnight. It was like a slumber party, basically, with my sixth grade class on a ship. It was a book that we were reading. And, yeah, they wanted to show us what it was like to, spend the night in the bowels of the ship. And it was fun.
Do you ever remember your parents, John, saying they didn't want you to go on a school trip?
Yeah, no, that would be, no, I don't think that they ever would, you know. And, you know, I actually want to talk about this zoo thing and his parents saying that it was good for their kid to go see it. And, you know, I think that, you know, having an opinion on this as a parent or non-parent, like, I think we're all, like, really great parents before we become parents.
Oh, wow, actually, that's controversial.
but honestly, like, you know, I think that you could probably tell your child that, you know, how you feel about zoos before sending them off to the zoo that is in question. And you know, like, I don't really care for zoos myself. I don't want to go to a zoo that I, you know, thought it was a bad place and support that, you know, establishment if I didn't think it was a good zoo or anything. But like, I think that, you know, it's like it's kind of enforcing your own opinions on your kid, you know?
Is it not better to let your kid form his own opinions and then let him go on the trip?
I think so. I think it's better to have him form his own opinions. Like, I have a friend that doesn't believe in Christmas, and because of that, his kid suffers for this every year. You know?
I don't know, though, because I feel like as a parent, isn't it your responsibility to pass your morals down to your children?
Sure it is. But at the same time, you have to let them choose for themselves.
Yeah.
It's about being a human being, right?
Okay, like, but is there an age limit where you're like, right, they're too young to choose for themselves, and then they get to a certain age and it's like, okay, now they can make the choice. And what would that be?
That's a good point. But, to tell you the truth, my son, he's only 2 years old, and like I'm in the business of making every decision for him right now, you know, for the most part. But there's certain things that I do let him...
Let's turn it around. I mean, Steph, and you know, have you got the same morals as your parents?
No, I think I've got better, probably.
Exactly.
There you go. You know, so you just kind of have to, like, everything has to be in a balance, I think, as being a parent and having children, and you kind of give a little bit, and you have to, you know, take back, and like, you know, it's like a little bit of a tug of war, kind of, you know, but at the same time, you don't want them to have too much or too little.
All right, so you think that they should have let him go on the trip, paid their money, let him go.
Yeah, tell him, hey, this is how we feel about zoos. Your father and I don't approve of this, but we're going to let you go because we don't want you to feel left out with your class and everything else, you know. And so when he goes, he's going to have that in his brain and be like, maybe my parents are right. Let me start doing my own investigating, you know.
All right, John, thank you so much for your opinion on that. Who are we going to next, Mark?
We've got Eleanor joining us right now. And Eleanor's been here for 3 years in Dubai. She's got two children as well. Eleanor, what are your thoughts on this topic?
Hello, first of all.
Hi, Eleanor.
What I'm thinking is, if the kid is old enough to go on a school trip, then they're old enough to decide. So I would begin a conversation with him or her, and see how he thinks, and just say my opinion. You know, they're old enough to handle my opinion.
So,
I saw about the zoo and TripAdvisor or whatever, and this is my point on it. Would you still want to go with your friends, yes or no? And then after that conversation, maybe just decide together what's best.
And what if he goes, let's say Eleanor, if he goes and then he comes home and he's upset because of what he's seen, then was it still the right decision? Is that still a good lesson?
I would feel, since I had the conversation with him in the beginning, then that's just a great opportunity for us to discuss and then maybe for future use, you know, remember what happened then. And I think those are there. I mean, it's unavoidable. You know what I mean?
Have you got kids yourself, Eleanor?
Yeah, he's 2.5. He hasn't been on a school trip yet, but we've been together to both zoos here in Dubai.
But what if he does go on a school trip when he's, say, let's say he's 8 years old and it was somewhere, not even maybe a zoo, but just somewhere that you weren't keen on, that you'd never take him yourself? You still wouldn't mind?
I think they're old enough to decide. I would discuss beforehand, before they go, and tell him my experiences. But don't impose them on him, you know what I mean? Because he needs to create his own experiences of everything. I would state what my point is, what happened to me maybe, or what I think about these things, depending on the circumstance. Mm-hmm. And then let him decide with me what he thinks. Does he think he should still go and still do it? And then maybe we can discuss afterwards.
Eleanor, thank you so much for your call and your opinion on that. I am blown away today because I always feel like I know which way this is going to go when we discuss something.
Yeah.
And today it has gone completely the other way. I thought everyone would say, nope, don't let him go. Mm. You don't like it. You don't want him exposed to it. You're the parent. You make the decision. And everyone's gone completely the other way. It's
let him
decision.
Go. Let him go and make his decision. Exactly. Yeah. That's where I stand on this as well.
Lots of text messages coming in. We're going to get to them right after the headlines. We're also going to get to the cricket and get a bit of an update from Shroot. And we're going to find out which person was on the television when Shruti said in the studio, I'm going to marry him one day. Welcome back to The Ticket. We are letting you have another listen to one of our favourite ticket talkbacks today. We're talking about school trips and one in particular that a mum decided was not right for her little boy. So she held him back. He didn't go on it.
People are getting chatty on the text lines. This one says, I recently refused my daughter's field trip because I found it suspect that we were expected to pay 100 dirhams per child for a 2-hour, inverted commas, art class for a 5-year-old. Doing the maths, it didn't make any sense. Another one here, I don't agree with John because zoos only stay in business because of school trips. Stop the field trips and zoos will no longer be an issue.
Wow, that's quite an interesting one, isn't it? Keep your thoughts coming in on this.
Ticket Talk Back.
Dial 04-423-1010 or text 4001.
Now, imagine this. You're at home. Your child comes home from school. He's about 8 years old and he brings a letter from the school with him and it says, we are going on a school trip to the zoo. All you got to do is pay us however many dirhams and sign here. What do you do? Do you just pay the money and let them go, even though you've been on TripAdvisor and seen that this is not a great zoo and you would never take him there yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you think to yourself, do you know what? I'm going to keep him back and I'm not going to let him go on this trip for moral reasons, because that is what one Dubai mum did.
Yeah.
Now, what would you do in that situation?
Well, we're getting a lot of reaction on the texts on this. Keith has texted in saying, I have to agree with Mark. The pupil should go with his peers. He can form his own opinion. A mum can always give her ethical opinion. Love school trips to Windermere. But Anne, on the other hand, says, my daughter, then 11, refused to join a school trip. And I backed her up. It was a trip to see the Our Body exhibition. She was totally uncomfortable staring at dissected human biology.
Yeah, interesting. But she gave her the choice, I guess, which is what a lot of parents have said, that it should be the child's choice. Even if they're 8 years old, they would put the decision in the hands of the kid so that he could then make his own informed decision in later life about zoos or wherever he happens to be going. Christina loved your text. It says, it's always a pressure to let your children go on school trips. I find them very expensive. Most of the parents will take the children to see the places they want them to see anyway. I wouldn't mind at all if they were taking them to places like supermarkets, police stations or fire stations because it's free. Right. And Christina has four children, so she knows.
Yeah.
We'd like your thoughts on this.
Ticket Talk Back.
Dial 04-423-1010 or text 4001.
Right, we're going to go to the lines. We've got Ali joining us on line 9, born and raised in Dubai. Hasn't got any kids yet, but has got an opinion on this. So, Ali, where do you stand on this topic?
Hi, guys.
Hi. Ali.
So, it's my understanding that the mother in question didn't want her kid to go to the zoo because she had an issue with the zoo in question, right? She said that she didn't like the zoo.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I don't think she had an intrinsic problem with zoos in general.
No. She just looked at that specific one. She looked at the TripAdvisor reviews and she thought, do you know what? I wouldn't take him there, so I don't want the school to take him.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's fine for you to have your own opinion. But as far as I can tell, just from my own experience now, with my own parents, right, whatever morals you have, your kids will have better morals than you, if you raise them right. Because I think you keep refining morality in general. Like, I think and a generation back, like my parents, a lot of their morals were based on religion. But for me, now my morals are based more on not only religion, but just general, like, I think the social status quo. Mm. You guys understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what I think in this situation is that if she has an issue with this zoo in question, if her morals are telling her that this zoo is not a good zoo, she should make that known to her kid. And I think probably the right age to make children understand this is maybe around 10. And if they're not able to understand this, then I would still let them go, because school trips are a great way to, like, you know, just network with your peers in general. You know, like you don't want your child to miss that experience, because for one thing, they'll probably be one of the only few kids not going. That will make them feel left out, and the other kids will be talking about it. You know, I wouldn't put a kid through it just because of my morals.
Yeah, but I imagine when I was a kid, yes, being left out. But then as you grew older, wouldn't you really respect your parents because they cared so strongly that you had that little experience? But that's also a lesson, isn't it?
I think it is, but I don't think you would appreciate it at that point.
Not at that point, but I mean, is that the point that they don't appreciate it at that time? They will appreciate it, and they will definitely learn from it down the line, won't they?
I think if it's something that hurts them, okay. I think if you're going to stop your child from doing something that's basically hurting them mentally or physically, then it makes sense for you to stop them from doing something, even if they're annoyed about it at that point. But if it's something that, I mean, I don't think sending a child to a zoo, even if you have an issue with it, isn't going to really hurt him in any sense. I don't think it's going to scar him as much as not sending him there. And then if he goes there and realizes for himself that, you know what, this zoo wasn't actually nice, then actually you're helping him form his own morals.
Ali, thank you so much for your call. Appreciate your opinion. As always, on the ticket. Who's next, Mark?
Yeah, we're going to line 8 and we've got Keith joining us on the show. Been in Dubai since 1976. My goodness. No kids here, but a daughter in Manila. So, Keith, when it comes to this school trip business, where do you stand on it?
Oh, I loved it. I'm totally in accord with yourself, Mark. Not always the case, but in this case, we're from the same part of England anyway. But I do feel, you know, the parents is quite welcome to make their position clear.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm missing out with your powers. This is very important. I think especially at a younger age. Later on, you can choose, no, I don't like zoos, or I'm a CNB marcher, or whatever turns you on. A bit like Christmas. Actually, I have a sister-in-law who's a Jehovah's Witness, and I understand totally that. But I'm an ex, I sell bulldozers now, but I'm actually an ex-divinity teacher many, many moons ago. And I told the lads, I said, it's all boys do. I said, it was probably 4 BC because Herod broke them. And, you know, and it didn't happen on the 25th of December.
I'm going to get rid of your line. Only because it's very bad and we can't quite make out exactly what you're saying there. But we'll try and get you back on in a little while. 4001, if you'd like to have your opinion on this. No one so far has said she did the right thing. This mum keeping her child back from a zoo that she doesn't think is a good zoo because she wouldn't take him there. She didn't want the school to take him there. Do you know what? I agree with what you're saying, Mark, that there is value in letting a child have their own opinion.
Yeah.
However, I don't think I could be that mum if I had kids. I don't think I could let them go. And then at the end of the school day, if they came home telling me what a brilliant time they'd had, I don't think I could handle it.
Well, you know, it's just letting the child be its own person, in my or his or her own person, and you've got to do that.
You've got to do that.
You've got to let them be who they are, not who you are.
I don't know. We did ask a few people around the office as well. We call them the ARN gang. What they thought?
I suppose that's been a tough decision for her to make, especially depending on the age group of the son. If the rest of the class are going and, you know, you're missing out, that type of concept. But I suppose if she feels quite strongly and the son agrees or understands why, then she must have valid reasons for it. Yeah, that's a tough call, especially being a parent, which you've got to make a lot of tough calls anyway, really.
I think if she feels strongly about it, if there's a moral or ethical reason and she doesn't want her son to support that, then I would agree.
I can understand where she's coming from, but it's good for people to like learn about animals and stuff, but in the right environment, so they should be kept in a healthy environment, you know, not too cramped and stuff like that. So for the parent to be looking into this, I don't think it's too bad, to be honest. That's my opinion.
I think parents have an opinion on everything that their kids do, and if she feels like it's not worthwhile for him to go to the zoo, then she's more than entitled to keep him back.
Yeah. Let us know what you think on this. And lots of text messages coming in. Also, we've got Susie on the line. Hi, Susie. Welcome to The Ticket.
Thank you. Nice to be on the show. I just wanted to say something that I didn't hear you mentioning, and it's about school trips that really make a difference. And I know for a fact that Dubai Police and Dubai Courts and Dubai Civil Defence take the kids. For example, the Civil Defence takes the kids to the fire station and they show them all flammable materials and how fires can be caused by leaving your phone charger in at night. And they sort of give them a little rundown of what you should and shouldn't do. And it's quite interesting for them.
Yeah, no, I think school trips like that are brilliant, aren't they? I remember doing things like that at school myself, learning which fire extinguishers you would use for certain fires.
And not put water on electricity and all these things that kids don't actually really know, but they actually show them. So, you know, they tell them, don't do this at home, but they explain why you shouldn't put water on electrical fire and things like that. And another brilliant thing I know that's happening in Dubai is that the department that looks after the courts, Dubai courts.
Yeah.
They actually teach the kids about cyberbullying, and they show them what to do and who to respond to and who to call, because there's a big issue these days on kids being teased online.
Yeah, huge
and
issue.
They actually show them what happens to kids that cyberbully and say, listen, you can't keep it quiet. You've got to be out in the open. And they do it in a very, very fun way, if there is a fun way to explain it to them. And they allow them to be open about it. This is a little bit older ones, not the very young ones. You know, I'm talking about 13, 14-year-olds. So there are some really interesting places the kids can go that aren't that expensive and that they learn something. I know my kids at 14 went to the courts and came back very, very sort of amazed at everything that happened.
They learned a lot from it. Susie, thank you so much for sharing that. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
We've got quite a few texts coming through. Thanks, Sarah, for yours. She's a mum of three in Dubai. She says, if it was so bad, why didn't the mum talk to other parents in the school? Children shouldn't miss out on educational trips. The issue is if it was an appropriate trip. We've also had a text from Phil. He says he was born and raised in Dubai. He has a child of his own now, 5 years old, goes to the same school that he went to. And back then, he said they went to a zoo, that he would not be okay if he sent his child went to that same zoo. Christina's also been in touch. Let them go and then talk to them about how to improve it afterwards. Nadim also been in touch. Let the child have their own experience. Let them go, and it maybe at a better pace later to decide which was better rather than before. This was what Nadim says.
Thank you so much for all of your text messages. I'm really sorry if we didn't get to them. There were so many coming in there.